When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. And click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And if I sounded a little distracted when I just started a moment ago, it's because I was, because when you know... A little problem with the Wi-Fi here in the studio this morning. I got a great picture of our guests. By the way, it is second Sunday of the month, so y'all ought to know what's going on, because that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. Means Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his sister Linda Rasmussen are in the studio. We'll be taking your calls for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Animal World's production engineer Nathan is here, and our wonderful call screener Stacy Buck is actually in her studio as well. So everybody's here. Got this table set already. How did I manage to do that? So everybody gets to talk because we all know we're here. So anyway, Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, Martha. And I can verify your post is live on Facebook. So everybody go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and check out the photo of
it went up.
Stacy, Nels, and Linda.
It did go up?
It's up.
Okay. Well, all right. Now then, see, because it's telling me I'm not connected. Okay, now let's see. So I'll just talk for a minute here while I fool around with this.
Apparently, you're better connected than you know.
Well, yeah, apparently I am.
Anyway.
All right, so I'm looking here to see if it, there it is. Okay, and then if I say I'm going to share to a page, and that page would be, now see, that's where... Now it's messing up. Oh, there we go. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, technology.
No, wait a minute. Oh, for crying out loud. I'll wait till we take care of it. So you're going to have to wait until we do take care of advertisers, and then I don't have to talk and stay and sound intelligent to you and do something on my phone. Well, yes, apparently walking and chewing gum is a little hard for Martha to do at the same time sometimes. Anyway, I'll straighten it out here as soon as I can. But if you would like to see Dr. Nels and Linda and Stacy's smiling faces, you can go to my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk, on Facebook, and you'll find them there. I'll move it over to Animal World once I'm able to do that. So, golly, it is picture perfect sunny Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. It's not 95 or 100 degrees, and we're not sweltering in humidity and all that good stuff. It's like a lovely day, Nathan. How long can we expect this perfect summer weather for us?
Just a few cotton balls of clouds today, but those are going to go away. And sunny skies the entire week is what I'm looking at. Thankfully, it depends on how you define... a heat wave, but we are going to get into a little bit of a warming trend. We're seeing kind of the mid later part of the week, probably on Tuesday or Monday, actually, it gets above 80 degrees and really doesn't get much warmer than that. It's going to peak on Thursday with 84 degrees. So it's that kind of debatable range where is that a heat wave or is it not a heat wave? And to me, it's not a heat wave, but I know to some it is. So,
all right.
Be ready. It's going to be sunny and warm, but not scorching hot.
All right. So, you know, everybody, that means you got to pay attention to your animal friends, and you don't want to be taking your dog and leave him in the car and all that sort of stuff. Because even though it isn't 95 or 100, it's still very risky to take your animals with you or your young kids, especially if it's not something you normally do, not the hot weather, but only on a 70 degree day if the car's in the sun. Even with the windows partially rolled down, it only takes 10 minutes for the temperature in the car to get hot enough to start cooking your dog. And not long after that, start cooking your kid. So, and I always say, you know, the best tip I've heard for, you know, the children being left in cars are usually busy family. And at the last minute, a person has to take the child to daycare who doesn't usually do that. And they're in the back seat and, or something, and the person's on automatic pilot and pulls in and doesn't remember the child's in the car. Well, you put something in the back seat with your child that you have to have in order to leave your car and go, like your purse or your wallet or something, so that you can't inadvertently forget. So you always want to set yourself up for success, not failure. And so the way to do that with your dog is don't take them with you in the first place. Leave them home. And then remember, too, they can get in trouble at home. And I've seen, unfortunately, some bad stories of dogs that infirmed or confined are left in front of windows. And people not thinking that the sun moves during the day. And then the animal can't move out of. It could be birds. It could be fish. And our dog or cat friends. But so just be wise about all of that. And then I'll also tell you, I'm staying real focused on fleas, you know, because the weather's been so weird this year and it gets warm, but then it gets cools off at night. And at least in my neighborhood, it is now has dipped down a little before 50 a few times at night. And below 50, then things stop hatching outside and all of that. And I told you earlier in the year, I just happened to, I think I have flea radar, found a baby flea on Robbie's foot. So I figured, well, something must have hatched in the yard. But I get that off him right away, washed all the bedding. And then I have, there just are some really, if you don't want to do the chemical stuff, there's some really wonderful on-the-body flea stuff you can use for dogs and cats now. The one I like the best is Wonderside products, because they're natural and non-toxic and so forth. And then we were fine, but I just pay attention. And then, you know, the other night, what's happened, I've been retrieving my yard. Gotten way overgrown here in the pandemic, and my weed eater broke a year and a half ago, and I didn't get a new one. And it's, you know, here in the wild, I mean, weeds can take over the planet. And it really was overgrown. So I've been catching up on all of that, making progress. Well, finally, 2 years, I really cleaned out the whole cat run and all the dead stuff off the ground and out of there. Well, it was like three or four nights ago. Buzzy walked in the room and he just looked strange to me. And Dr. Nels knows my Buzzy kitty. He's my Abyssinian. And his tail twitched a little bit, and he looked a little weird. And then he turned around and licked his side. And I thought, you know, that's really strange behavior. He wasn't like scratching. I usually look for scratch, but it just looked like something on his skin was irritating him. So I picked him up, went in the kitchen, grabbed the flea comb, and did one swipe down his back. And wouldn't you know, I went through one little teeny nest. You know, some flea poops and maybe two or three teeny, teeny brand new baby fleas. And so the way you do this and then not lose the fleas and get them is that you have to have a bowl of water in your sink with some dishwashing liquid in it. And so I have that ready, and so I swipe through. Oh, they're there, and then you just dump them in the fleas into the soapy water. You don't do regular water because they'll jump out of that. The soap though makes them stay in. And so I got like two or three like little teeny little baby fleas, and then all the rest of Buzzy. I found one other larger one. So I figured, well, if I'm lucky, I nip this in the bud. So. I decided not to spray everybody, even with the natural stuff. And I had just washed everything, so I didn't do that either. So I immediately flea-combed Robbie and Sophie, the other two animals in the household. No flea, nothing there, so we're good. So I'm hoping that my flea radar was so in tune that what I'm figuring is that by weeding out and taking everything off the ground in the cat run, probably uncovered an egg or a larva or something that wasn't quite warm enough, but the sun then got to it, and so they hatched. And my radar was working, so I got them immediately. Because the good news is, because once I find something like that, I'm flea combing everybody all, you know, inside out, upside down, and backwards. And at least morning and night, you know, for breakfast and dinner, we all have to be bug checked. And they all know they come for their bug checks because we don't want bugs, Mom. We don't want bugs. Got to be bug checked. And I haven't found no flea dirt, no nothing, no babies, no nothing on anybody, including Buzz. So fingers crossed. But that's, you got to pay attention like this if you're going to do things naturally, because if something does get into your environment, it could be the little rodents coming through the cat run. It could be our resident rabbits that hop through, or the deer, or who knows who drops a flea larva here or there, or egg. But it's working for me. And if you haven't checked them out, check out the Wonderside products, because they're natural and you can use them on your dogs or your cats. And man, they're really great. So that works out well. Anyway, let's look in the other studio here. Good morning, Stacy. It's good to see you in person. How are you?
Good morning, Martha. Good to see you too. It's been a while.
Yeah. So Nathan and I owe you an apology.
Uh-oh.
Because I think it was last week, wasn't it? Was it last week that you had done Bark in the Park, or you had texted me from the Mariners game or something? But we were talking about the Mariners.
Oh, yeah. Last week I was at that game. Wasn't Bark in the Park, but, you know.
But you were at the game, and yeah. You texted me, and I felt included, all this stuff. So we made a big deal about the Mariners and all of that. Well, at the time, Stacy was apparently listening.
Yes, I was.
She wasn't in the studio with us. And I missed the fact that she texted us during that conversation, Nathan. So it's really kind of my fault because I didn't get the text.
Mm.
But her nose was a little out of joint because, you know, she's not, Mariners are not her thing. She's a Storm girl. And really, we all in Seattle are Storm people now because, you know, it's Sue Bird's last year.
Yes.
And she might have played her last home game. And that was, anyway, she was kind of whining on my text. Why can't you like give the Storm a plug or something? So anyway, I'm sorry that I didn't get your text and that we didn't mention
That's
the Storm.
Because 18,000 people were there last Sunday.
So that made up for me and Nathan ignoring the whole thing.
That's right.
I think there's more people there than at the Mariners game. It's kind of a low crowd at the Mariners
game.
Is it? Well, to be fair, the Mariners did play doubleheaders, so they had a long day. And most of the fans went to the earlier game because they had a special promotion. But the one I went to, I think they were all headed off to the Storm.
There we go.
There was a lot going on in Seattle that day, to be honest.
Yeah, last weekend was pretty busy.
I mean, they had Seahawks. They were in town, too, and playing a scrimmage game.
Right. The Storm played on last Sunday. That was their last
home game. Yeah, I was surprised last evening because I'm driving home after the counseling session I did yesterday, and I sometimes push around on the stations. And my goodness, there was a Seahawk game on. And so it must have been preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we did something stupid like usual and lost at the last minute when we could have won. But it's preseason,
yeah,
so it really
doesn't matter.
And you get to write those things off, I guess. But does anybody have hope for the Seahawks? Nathan, Dr. Nails?
I always have hope. Well, I'm an optimist, yes.
Yeah, so you have hope for the Seahawks?
Hope for the Seahawks.
Okay.
Rising above.
And, do you think we have the quarterback we need yet or anything?
I will tell.
Has anybody
heard? They're still working on it. I know Geno Smith is making a big push to get that spot, but You know, there are other options too.
He was a number one draft pick. I mean, he's not like a slouch.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he did pretty well last year. It's just, you know, he's pretty fresh off the press. So, you know, they got to kind of work him in there.
Yeah.
And of course, now, I haven't heard anything. Now, that doesn't mean not everybody tells me everything. But, you know, I usually keep up and stuff. But I haven't heard anything about Russell Wilson. Did we just like write him off and we don't care what he's doing now? And is he okay? And is anything going on for him? Because he went to Denver, didn't he?
He did.
Yes.
And I've never liked Denver.
We play Denver for our first home game.
Do we? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes. I was wondering about that because since they're
our
in a separate
home
division.
Game?
Our home opener. Ooh,
what do you think's going to happen when Russell Wilson comes out?
Ooh. Oh.
Cheers or boos?
Booze.
Booze.
Unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
He got booed at the Storm game because they had a little... you know, video onto, you know, thing of people congratulating her, and then he comes up.
Uh-oh.
And everybody's booed.
Really? Okay. All right, so we don't expect a warm reception for Russell when he's here for the first home game.
His video sure didn't get one, so.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. All right, well, at least we're letting everybody know that we pay attention. All right. Okay, so, Dr. Nels and Linda, how are the two of you?
Awesome.
All is well in your respective homes and places and all of that. And it's been kind of nice, hasn't it, to not have a major heat wave going on. And,
oh, yeah.
And you all survived the ones that we've had. Nothing has been as bad as last year.
No, I think we got that kind of, you know, if you have a really big, awesome event, it, you know, everything else is smaller. And mm-hmm. So I feel like that was the motivation I needed to get some air conditioning into the home. And so this year has been quite comfortable.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I came up with a new plan and added a second little portable air conditioner. I wanted each end of the house. And my gosh, that solved all of my problems. So I know the days of me and my animals suffering in a huge, you know, humidity high heat wave are over, at least inside. But I also kind of think you're right. You know, I think we get used to situation when we go through the experience. Usually, you know, that temperatures have to stay pretty high for your blood to really start thinning. So, like, if you live in Arizona, people who live there have thinner blood than we do because when you're really hot, that happens. But I don't know. When I had like 6 days in a row within the last couple of weeks that was 96. And it just didn't feel as bad to me as I think it would have before we had 105. But so you know, it doesn't seem quite as bad as it.
Well, I think the knowledge that one can cool down.
That helps doesn't it?
It makes everything just easier because you just think, well, I'll cool down in a minute. So.
Yeah, I think that makes a huge difference when you know you have the option. Yeah. So anyway, that kind of works. All righty, well, look at that. We're close to being time to take care of advertisers, and since I haven't officially started the show yet, and we have a decision to make with how I start the show and stuff today, because one of you guys chimed in, and anyway, we'll talk about that. Let's keep Nathan happy, though, and how about maybe we'll send a trend for the day and start out on time? Oh, that sounds like fun. So we're going to take care of advertisers. And then when we continue, we will officially start the show, and I'll let you in on the decision-making that we have to do. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. And remember, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here, and we'll be taking your phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are in the studio today. We'll be taking your phone calls, and they'll be doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And double duty of stereo workers today. So when you call in, Dr. Nels will take care of the animal side, and Linda will take care of the human side, and we'll just fix everybody right up. And we've got a great follow-up discussion that I want to have with Stacy and Dr. Nels and Linda. And Dr. Nels is kind of aware of it because I've mentioned it to him, but I haven't talked to Stacy, so she doesn't know. But I'll bet you might have the same question that I did. Mm-hmm. This last month after the last show. So think about that. All righty. Now, time to officially start the show. If you haven't been around when I do that, I start with by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, do a couple of Saint Francis prayers to get us started. And then I got a whole pile of affirmations that a lot of everybody around here in the animal world family has contributed to get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week and energy flowing well, all that sort of stuff. Well, we're going to do that as usual, but then we've had a potential contribution from one of our listeners. So that brings up a little decision-making here for the last affirmation that we conclude with. So I think I'll explain that when we get there, and we'll just kind of go through this process, but it's going to be a work in progress as we go here. So, and by the way, if your participation in this part of the show is voluntary, and it's up to you. You can say these prayers and affirmations along with me out loud or silently in your head or not at all. It's completely up to you, and I know many of you do them every day at home like I do, and so you're welcome to do that as well. But your choice here, it's not like dancing in our exercise program and spreading the love and the light all over the place at 10 and 11. Dancing is required. I'll explain that later. All right, here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis with our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we have are a bunch of affirmations, and this is to get everybody in the right mind frame and putting out the right energy. Thought does direct energy, and this gets you on the right track. Now, the first affirmation, this one we do for ourselves as individuals, and this one personally really changed my life. So I hope it does the same for you, too. And I say each affirmation out loud three times, and you're welcome to repeat it along with me. Here we go, affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. Now, this second affirmation we do for kind of ourselves as a group collective, our animal world family. And this one comes directly from Linda Rasmussen. You'll find out as we go through calls today when Linda works with one of you humans, she'll often give an affirmation to help, you know, keep the energy going. And this came out of that process. Turned out to be so powerful that I started using it. Man, it shifted everything for me, too. So it's part of the ball game here because it really, really works. All right. Now, three times on this one as well. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one is the affirmation that I use to get in the right energy and frame of mind to go out in the world and spread love and light and not go out in fear and all of that stuff. I also have been remembering to remind you or to let you know for a few Sundays that, you know, you can do affirmations for others and for your animal friends. Well, apparently I was giving that advice to me. Because I told you guys you can do that, but I don't rarely do. Well, I listen to myself. How about that? Okay. So I changed my affirmation. Now I'm doing a little more in my affirmation department in the morning when I start after meditation and then I pray again and do the affirmation stuff. I now do them for my animals too. So If I'm tuned out and I'm not focused, you know, my animals' names may come in here because that's now part of my ritual. But just so you know, you can do these on behalf of your animal friends. And this is the one. This is the one one of the ones that I absolutely include them in. So here we go with this one three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. Flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Om. Now that's real easy. What I do at home is like, you know, God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through Robbie, flows through Sophie, flows through Buzzy. Okay? That's real easy to... So that could just slip out, just so you know. All righty. Now, this one, I started doing this for my animals, and that shifted things for them. This one. Because this comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and personal awareness coach. And I find this particularly helpful for me. So let's hope that it comes out of my mouth properly here and not for all of my animal friends. I found I could shift the energy for them too. So here we go three times on this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, let's conclude this group of affirmations with Dr. Nell's favorite part, and that's cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust. I trust. Whew. Okay. Now, on the way, I've adjusted that one. I'm doing My Body and I, Robbie, Sophie, Buzzies, gently, easily, and harmoniously. Anyway, it worked really well, and I've noticed a shift in the energy. Okay. Now, the last affirmation that I conclude with is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. It is their spiritual warrior affirmation. And normally I conclude with this. It's quite powerful. And, you know, we spread the love and the light all over the world with this. Now, after last week's show, I think it came in during last week, but I didn't get it till after the show. One of you out there, Diane, chimed in. And I got this email, and she said, hi, Martha, I changed some of the words. What do you think? And with this warrior of light affirmation, it starts out with, you know, God's light is within me and around me. And then with the sword of faith in my hand, love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. And then goes on from there. Well, okay. Now, for whatever reason, Diane, I think, wanted maybe a more passive version of this. So she said, I changed sword to light instead of with the sword of faith in my hand, she is now saying with the light of faith in my hand. And then she changed warrior to messenger. I am a messenger of light. So, if we did it, we use Diane's version, it would be God's light is within me and around me with the light of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a messenger of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome da 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 da. We are all messengers of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. Okay. So at first I thought, well, that's lovely, and it is a more passive version. And so when I went into this, I thought, well, all right. First of all, you know, first of the part of me said, well, you know, you're on automatic pilot with this now, and you'll have to practice if you're going to change the way you're doing it. But then when I got to change, I kept getting no, I don't want to change it. And when I said, why, it's kind of like, well, you know, we are on planet Earth, which means we're in the third dimension. So there's no, even though we'd like everything to be all love and light and positive, it's simply not possible here in the third dimension because it has to be balanced, the yin and the yang, the black and white, the positive, the negative. That's what makes us be able to be physical and stuff in the third dimension. It's kind of my convoluted way of the scientific explanation. But anyway, I understand it. Hopefully you do. But anyway, I'm feeling with the energy going on right now and what we're overcoming with the spreading of the love and the light, I feel like our spiritual warrior is necessary. And I thought, but then as I was thinking about during the week, it's like, well, I like Diane's version too. I would do both. Sometimes when it felt like we needed a passive energy, we'd use that one. When we needed more of our oomps and spiritual strength, we use the warrior one. Or I just put out the lighter version for you guys to use that, and we stay with the other one. So the first thing I wanted to do was see what everybody, our Animal World family in the studio thinks. Nathan had an opinion right away, which kind of surprised me. But then I thought, what, you guys could all chime in this week, too. If we were going to officially change it, I'd have to practice at home to get, so I, you know, otherwise I'd be stumbling over my words here in the studio. But Nathan, tell me how you feel about this.
Well, since it comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and it's prepared by them, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we should, you know, be a part of that community.
You want to honor
stay
that.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Dr. Nels, Linda, any opinion here?
Here's, I was actually, when I very first time I heard you say this,
yeah.
I was kind of going down the same road as Diane.
It's okay.
Like this, okay. This sounds kind of, you know, a warrior of light and peace and love with a sword.
How does that all fit
together? Yeah. But I also think that since this was provided by the Ananda Institute, hey, it's their stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they're smart people. So I'm okay with it in that regard.
Part of the reason that I'm okay with it, I mean, well, from all that we've said so far, but I also now know, and since I've been on the spiritual path, I'm much more familiar with a lot of the biblical type teachings. And so we study a lot of the Bible stuff and the Bhagavad Gita stuff. And in the Bhagavad Gita, which is kind of the Indian version of the Bible, now I'm putting these things very simply, so don't beat me up because I'm certainly not a biblical expert or anything. But there's the story of Arjuna and Krishna, and there's war and fighting going on. And there's a point where Arjuna wants to say, no, I'm not doing it. And God says, get your butt out there and fight for the cause. This is, you know, third dimension Earth, and this is part of the deal. Now, that's Martha's convoluted kind of version, but it's kind of the essence. I mean, Spirit saying this is what happens on planet Earth. So that kind of, and the explanations and hearing, you know, if you heard last week, our interview with Ananda was with Dr. Morley Venkatro, our yogi, our doctor of yogi, of yoga. He has done a lot of teaching about the Bhagavad Gita and telling the stories and all that. So it's through Morley I've learned to understand that warring energy is part of the third dimension on planet Earth. And a lot of energetically how its effects depends on the motivation behind what's going on. And so anyway, the bottom line is I could make a case for doing either one. Stacy, have you got any chime in here?
Well, I do like the Diane version.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't think of it as passive. I just think of it more as kind of like we're all messengers in a way, and and so I sort of think, you know, that's not, being a messenger is not also being passive. It's not, maybe not fierce. I mean,
right.
But I understand that if you're saying this affirmation as it comes from Ananda, then you should use it as what Ananda comes with.
Yeah, I would have to introduce it as the animal world tweaked version of the Ananda.
Or you do one version of, you know, I don't know, a couple of the first affirmation of that, and then maybe put the Diane one in there, and then the third one you finish with the true Ananda.
I don't know. So anyway, what we're going to do today, I'm just putting this all out here. We know how everybody feels, and we're going with Nathan today. And basically because I'm on automatic pilot with, you know, because I do these affirmations so much that we'll do it the way I'm comfortable with. Linda.
Sorry, I would get my little 2 cents in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I think of a warrior of light, I think about someone like Martin Luther King Jr.
Did
a lot with teaching people about being passively resistant, but he was in no way shy of speaking strongly, and that literally was physical interaction between the people who just passively stayed in places that they weren't supposed to be. So to me, that is a warrior of light.
Yeah. I'm getting a download. You're getting it too. Yeah. I'm getting, and what I got was, and so it is. Mm-hmm. Let Linda's words be God's will. I mean, that's it. Bottom line. Yeah. All right. We're going with the Ananda version. And I'm putting the invitation out there for any of you that want to chime in on this. You can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com or pick up your phone, leave me a message, call me 360-217-7258. And so depending on how you chime in. But at this point, boy, I'm going with that power of download. And so it is. Here we go. Three times on this one, everybody. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, 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 and one more time, I trust, I trust, I trust. Woohoo! All right, well, that was a long-winded get-us-started version, but I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it, and Linda, thank you for the profound wisdom that just came through you. And please, everybody, chime in and let me know how you feel about it, and we can always, Martha's open to change. We need to do that. All righty. Well, and look at that. Well, you know, it's time to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, so let's do that. And at the same time, I'm going to let you know that phone lines are now officially open. And if you're an early bird and want to get in and get your remotes with Dr. Nels and Linda, you can call anytime. We'll interrupt. Otherwise, I have a fascinating, I'm going to open a big discussion here related to what's been going on with Stacy and her dogs and Dr. Nels on and the last couple shows and all of that. So we'll get into that. But if you want to give us a call, you can, because we can have the discussion. We got a long time yet. We can get that in. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email or send us a photograph that Nathan can actually put up on our screen. So you can put him to work if you send us some pictures of your animal friends. And that email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. And we continue with Animal World, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. But let's see, we heard from our wonderful, guess what, Dr. Nels Rasmussen during that break. And you can reach him, of course, at healingministryforanimals.com. And that, Dr. Nels, is your preferred method of contact, correct?
Right.
You really want people to come through your website.
It's just so much easier to keep track when you do it that way. I mean, and since you could call my phone number and that, you know, it's just a little harder for me to get you in my system where I easily keep track of my calls because I get plenty.
Yeah, and I'd certainly know how that can go. So ideally, Dr. Nels would like you to contact him through his website, and that would be healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so he's happy to chat with you about your animal friends or you or whatever you need help with. But the way to set that up is go to the website and then click the contact link and fill out the little form and say, hey, want to talk?
Right.
And then he'll arrange to have a phone conversation with you. Now, I do know that there's a few of you out there that still don't do computers. And you guys have to use your phone. So if you can't do the computer, you can call him. Not now, he's on the radio. But you can call him after the show at 425-238-2668. And he also, you have available the do-it-yourself-at-home Rasmussen Reset program.
Right.
And it's still at the dirt cheap level, so it's a heck of a deal. And I think everybody ought to have the do-it-yourself version. And you get that the same way. You go to the healingministryforanimals.com and fill
contact
out the contact
me.
Link.
And the reason for that, instead of just having you able to go buy it, is because it purports to help animals. Then I have to have you join my private membership association or I can get in trouble with the state and I don't want to be in trouble with the state and I like to help people. So you talk to me and I say, well, sure, here's how you get it. And I send you a link and then you can go and get it after you've joined my membership for all of $10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a big ticket deal, but it keeps him in trouble. So, you know, the veterinary community can't put him out of business because he actually heals animals.
Well, let's not say the veterinary community. Let's just say
the state says
licensing
the state.
And all that stuff.
I personally say the veterinary community because I'm a part of that community. I do have a degree in veterinary technology. I worked in the business for more than 20 years. I know how they operate, and I've been involved with other cases. But at any rate, this makes it easy and simple and legal and all that stuff. He just has to jump through a few hoops to keep himself safe. Alrighty. Let's see. We also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates and great deals, and you get interview on the show and link on websites and all that good stuff. All you have to do is shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can call me at 360-217-7258. And you can call anytime because I'm not doing the show from my office and you won't ring everybody on the air. So you can call anytime to that number. All righty. And then our wonderful premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And I told you last week, she needs our help. She's in a position now where she must consolidate her living and the work. Her condominium has been sold. She is now looking for the appropriate rental where she can congeal living and business. And so she's looking for a rental and preferably a house. It would be lovely to have a little yard for the dog and ideally a separate entrance for an area where Whispering Dragon could be away from the living area. But she can be flexible with what's available. She is interested in Edmonds, Linwood, Montlake Terrace areas are most attractive at this point. So if you know of anything, any people that are having a rental or are going to rent or is available, would love to have you contact Jude. You can reach her. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Jude Ponton, P-O-N-T-O-N, on Facebook is her private Facebook page. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or the best way to reach her can be just to pick up the phone and give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. So, if you can help. All right, we got somebody on the phone.
We have Janet calling us from Sumner. If we want to take her call right now.
Well, you brought it up just in time. I think we have time.
Okay.
We can do this. And we always say we got to keep my word when I say calls take priority. And remind me, Janet.
Yeah, so Janet is calling us from Sumner.
Sumner. And I, boy, maybe.
And has
do I recognize that name? I'm not sure I remember a Janet
She's
from
a Sumner. First time caller.
Is this a first time? Oh. By all means, let's roll out the red carpet and honor her as the first call of the day. Good morning, Janet. Welcome
and her
to
cat
Animal World. Oh,
I wanted to do that.
You've been waiting for that one, huh? Hey, Janet, are you calling about your cat Squeaky?
I'm calling about Squeak. Yes.
Squeak. All right. And what color kitty is Squeak?
Squeak is black and white. She has very distinctive markings.
Uh-huh.
White paws and a white tummy, and a little soul patch on her chin, a little black soul patch.
All right. So she's like a tuxedo kitty.
She is a tuxedo kitty, and she came to me as a foster. I foster kittens, and she and her little friend Luna were my first.
Okay, foster. Janet, can you get a little bit closer to your phone? You're kind of breaking up there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah,
much better. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. And anyway, Squeak came to me at 4 ounces to be fostered.
Whoa.
To get big enough to get spayed and neutered. She came with Luna. They were both singletons, no family.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up adopting them both.
Oh.
So they look very similar, except Luna's long-haired. Anyway, Squeak has always had trouble. She sometimes uses a litter box, but she always poops somewhere else in the house or pees.
Uh-huh.
So I've gradually been ripping up my carpet because it's destroyed. And the vet, I took her to the vet a few times, and they said it was her a tummy thing, a gastrointestinal.
Mm.
So she went on special food, and it didn't help. So I love Squeak. I'm not going to get rid of Squeak, but she's destroying the house.
Okay. Well, now what I can tell you, of course, Dr. Nels and Linda don't diagnose or treat things.
Okay. Right, I understand.
And they really don't even need to know what's going on with an individual because they tune into the body and do what the body tells it to do, or tells them
okay.
to do. So most of the discussion about what's going on is for our human benefit so we can follow along and know. It looks like, Dr. Nels, you've already made a connection with Squeak and you're working on Squeak.
Yes, I found a couple of points. I already got one pair of points connected and balanced, and I found another one, both on the right side of the body so far.
On the right side?
Yes. And
okay.
it's interesting when... if, like, for example, sometimes I only find the points on one side of the body, that's just a measure of how far out of balance they are.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see how that goes here today. But what I'm doing is essentially resetting the autonomic nerve system and the fight or flight system, which is part of that autonomic system.
Uh-huh.
And autonomics control all the automatic internal processes. For instance, digestive processes. So,
okay.
So if something's out of balance, her timing just could be off, and this may help. So it's worth a shot, don't you think?
Yeah, and what I still can chime in on here is that I think Dr. Nels has done a number of times has treated cats with inappropriate bathroom habits. And a lot of times it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of difference. But I'm remembering at least one case Now, I think it was a cow with inappropriate urination, and a treatment with nails on the air, and the cat stopped. It was good for a really long time. The caller called in again, and it relapsed, and you did a treatment, and that helped again.
Yeah.
So it depends on the situation, and it can be helpful, so this is a great place to start. Also, Janet, you need to know there's lots more that could be done on a behavior level, you know, as to why they do these things. We just don't have time for me to go into a lot of that with you on the air today because it's not the focus of the show. Normally, that would be the third Sunday of the month, where Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and I do that kind of thing. But next week, we're doing a special teaching show. So the next time I can do that for you for free would be the third Sunday of September. But if you need, if things aren't going well and you want some more help, we could do a phone session. So you could call me and we could handle it off the air. And I could give you more information if you don't want to wait till the third Sunday of September. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, have you listened to the show before, or are you a first-time listener as well as caller?
I'm an avid listener. I feel like I usually catch it during the week, but I happen to be out early today.
So. Okay, so you know that when it's Dr. Nels and Linda Day, that Nels works on the animal and then Linda tunes into the human to balance that. So are you okay with Linda working with you?
Absolutely.
All right, so
I want to let you know, Squeak and I are not together right now. I'm running a couple errands. Squeaks at home.
Well, that's okay, because, you know, the wonderful news is that because this is energetic, there's no issue with distance. So he doesn't need to be with you. Dr. Nels just needs to make the connection, and you didn't have any problem doing that, right?
No, that was no problem.
And you've already
all.
Finished.
I'm done.
Okay. All right. So now are you in a position, you're not driving or anything, right?
Nope. Okay. Nope, I'm parked at a park.
All right. That's a wonderful place to be. Linda's taken over.
Hi, Janet.
Thank you. Hi there.
So I'm going to invite you to just think the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally. And I'm going to invite you to bring to mind a person that you miss, somebody that you really miss. And just think of someone that you really miss.
Have you got someone in your mind?
I do. My mom, she died 20 years ago on the 10th.
Okay, so just bringing her into your thoughts, aware of how you feel. And then we're going to gently set your mother outside your thoughts and just focus on the feeling of grief.
Feeling of grief.
And we're going to replace the word grief with the feeling of conscientious. And the number four, conscientious four, are the two things in your mind right now. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep, gentle breath in. And hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can, and then let yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to. And you're going to just keep doing that as you think conscientious for.
So Janet, your eyes are closed. You are looking up to the right behind those closed doors, taking a deep breath and holding it as long as you can, replacing that breath whenever you need to, thinking conscientious and the number four. Conscientious, and the number four. Conscientious, number four.
Perfect. Janet, breathe normally. And with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then as you're just breathing normally, bringing your mother back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And your affirmation is, I am conscientious.
I am conscientious.
Conscientious.
Yeah.
All right, Janet, we are right up against the top of the hour and have to get ready for Love Train. But if you need more time with Dr. Nels and Linda, if you have questions or want to do any follow-up, we can put you on hold and pick you up again on the other side of the top of the hour. Or are you okay?
I feel a lot of love.
All right.
So you feel complete
with all of this?
I will connect with you later.
All right. Thank you, Janet, for calling Animal World. Have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bless you all. Bye.
All righty. It's that time again. It's time to get our juices flowing, our energy up, and help Martha get back into her pants. It is the exercise portion of the show, and guess what? Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. And my goodness, we are eager in the station, in the studio. Dr. Nels and Linda already up. Linda's already dancing. Woohoo! All righty, that means the Love Train's coming to town. I energize it up with our yogi energization prayer to get us all spiritualized and energized up for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.